the one of you out there. Kevin has been left home alone, the big family all gathered in their home in Chicago, and they woke up late, and they all flew out the door to make a big family trip to Paris. There was like 18 of them that were going. And about halfway over the Atlantic, she discovers she has left little Kevin at home. And immediately upon her arrival in Paris, she sets about trying to get back. But it's Christmas Eve, and it's hard to get back. And she's made it as far as Scranton, Pennsylvania. I didn't know there was a Scranton, Pennsylvania. But she's made it that far, and she can't quite get back to her child in Chicago. So let's take a look.
I am trying to get home to my 8-year-old son. And now that I'm this close, you're telling me it's hopeless.
I'm sorry.
No way. This is Christmas, the season of perpetual hope.
Ma'am, if...
And I don't care if I have to get out on your runway and hitchhike, if it costs me everything I own, if I have to sell my soul to the devil himself, I am going to get home to my son.
Ma'am, if there was anything at all I could do for you today...
Do anything.
I can get you a hotel room.
Excuse me. Can you excuse us for a second? Can I see you for a second, please?
Excuse us. Help us. Couldn't help but hearing you got a little bit of a dilemma there. We got a crisis ourselves. Allow me to introduce myself. Gus Polinski. How are you? Polka King of the Midwest. the Kenosha Kickers. No? That's okay. I thought you might have recognized. Anyways, I had a few hits a few years ago. That's why, just polka, 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 polka. No? Twin Lakes Polka, Damavuji Polka, a.k.a. Kiss Me Polka, Polka Twist.
Well, these are songs.
Yeah, some fairly big hits for us, in the early 70s, Yeah, we sold about 623 copies of that.
In Chicago?
No, Sheboygan. Very big in Sheboygan. They loved it,
I'm sorry, did you say you could help me?
Anyway, I'm rambling here. Our flight was canceled, so we gotta drive. So, see the guy in the yellow jacket over there by the budget sign? He's gonna rent us a nice big van, and we're gonna drive to Milwaukee. Now, I heard you had some problems. You're getting to Chicago to see your kid or something?
My son, we left and he... He's there.
Oh, geez. If you have to get to Chicago, we'll gladly drive you. It's on the way to Milwaukee.
You'd give me a ride?
Sure we will. Why not? You got to get home and see your kid.
A ride to Chicago?
Sure. It's Christmas time.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
You don't mind going with some polka bums.
Budget, rent a truck. This is a woman that had enough money to be able to fly first class from Chicago to Paris. And she is so anxious, so desperate to get home to her child, she's willing to ride in an unheated budget rental truck with a bunch of polka bombs in order to get home to her son. What would you be willing to do to restore that relationship, to be back with your loved one? So I'm going to tell you another story. Once upon a time, God created us, and we had a perfect relationship with God. We walked with God in the garden. He came and he saw us, and we saw God, and we spoke with him. And our relationship was perfect. And then one day, We chose to do what we wanted to do instead of God's will. It all got messed up. Our relationship with God was messed up, and we became separated from God. We did not have that perfect relationship with God. And God desperately wanted to restore that relationship. And so he said, I'll make a covenant with my people. And he did. And we let him down. And so he made another covenant with his people. And he kept his word and he was faithful. And we failed. And he made another covenant with us. And we dropped the ball. You see a pattern? And so finally he says, I know. I will show them. I will become one of them. And I will restore this relationship. I will come and I will show them who I am and how I love. That they might love like me. That they might know who I am. So this is just part of that story. And so I'm going to read to you here from the Gospel of John. So the first chapter starts with verse 14. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen His glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, This was he of whom I said, He comes after me, ranks ahead of me, because he was before me. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came to you through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart. He has made him known. See, this is the God of the universe. The God that spoke things into existence. You remember the story? He wanted so badly to restore the relationship between God and his people that God became one of us. He sent his Son to come to earth. I mean, he humbled himself. I mean, the God of the universe who speaks things into existence becomes a human. I mean, how low would you go? I mean, I suppose that's about as far as the God of the universe could go to become one of us. I mean, I wonder if when Jesus was on earth, if he felt like that woman riding in the budget rental truck. Jesus was born just like you were born, with the same mess, the same pains. Come on in, kids. The same pains. He was dependent on his mother's milk just like you. Come on in. Come sit right down here. Jesus was born just like you. One of the most famous early church fathers was a guy named Origen. And he said, Jesus, the God of the universe, squalored like a child, cried like a baby. And you know, Jesus had a name. We call him Jesus, right? He had a name just like you. And his mother used it, just like your mother used your name, sometimes maybe in vain. But she called him for dinner. Jesus, come and get your dinner. Jesus, hurry up before it gets cold. And he had a brother, right? Brother James. And James would say, hey, Jesus, what's up? Right? Jesus also had a job, just like you. He didn't start his ministry till he was 30, right? Jesus was a carpenter. And we think of this pretty Jesus, right? With all the slick back hair and looking all nice. The truth is, Jesus probably had some guns because he was a carpenter. He was picking up big pieces of wood. His hands, the hands that healed, the hands that were sacrificed for us, were probably pretty gnarly looking, with all kinds of scars on them. You see, Jesus was fully human and fully God at the same time. Fully human and fully God. Jesus was tempted just as you were tempted. Jesus was tempted. In Matthew 4, he fasted for 30 days. And then he was tempted with physical hunger. Remember, the tempter said, turn these stones into bread. And he was tempted with the things of the world. He was tempted to test God. We can experience God through the life of Jesus. The fullness of God through Jesus, who was fully human and fully divine. In verse 16, John uses a word to describe the grace that means that Jesus is full of everything that is God. We experience the grace of God through the fullness of Jesus. And we receive God's grace upon grace. What does that mean, grace upon grace? Is that like a double helping? We get like two scoops of God's grace? Actually, I think what it means is that God's grace will meet us wherever we are. If we need a teacher, we will find in Jesus the ultimate teacher. If we need peace, we will find in Jesus a peace that passes all understanding. If we need a Savior, we will find one that is ready to forgive our sins. Through Jesus, we find grace for a particular time and need in our life. The grace of Jesus matches the grace that we need. And what I wanted you all here today was to tell you, remind you that Jesus meets us wherever we are. Whatever we need, Jesus will meet that need, right? Jesus will become whatever we need Jesus to be for us to experience God's grace. Now, I don't know about all y'all, but that makes my head hurt. It's really complicated to think about that. And so I'm going to share with you something that is more my speed, the runaway bunny. I think it really explains really quite well how Jesus meets us where we are. We find in Jesus what we need. So if you'll scoot over just a little bit, sweetheart, let me sit down, and I'm going to read you all a story. My behind's a little bigger than that. Okay, and y'all will get to see some of the pictures. All right, this is a story called The Runaway Bunny. Once there was a little bunny who wanted to run away. So he said to his mother, I am running away. If you run away, said his mother, I will run after you, for you are my little bunny. If you run after me, said the little bunny, I will become a fish in a trout stream, and I will swim away from you. If you become a fish in a trout stream, said his mother, I will become a fisherman, and I will fish for you. Look, see the picture? You see the little bunny? He's like a fish bunny. Then the bunny said, if you become a fisherman, said the little bunny, I will become a rock on the mountain high above you. If you become a rock on the mountain high above me, said his mother, I will become a mountain climber. And I will climb to where you are. I think you're getting an Amber Alert or something. Is that your phone? It's okay. Here's the picture. See, the little bunny is high up here. And his mother becomes a mountain climber so that she could climb. If you become a mountain climber, said the little bunny, I will be a crocus, which is a flower, in a hidden garden. If you become a crocus in a hidden garden, said his mother, I will be a gardener and I will find you. The bunny's in there somewhere. See the bunny? Somewhere in here. See him? Yep, right there. All right. So if you are a gardener and find me, said the little bunny, I will be a bird and fly away from you. If you become a bird and fly away from me, said his mother, I will be a tree that you come home to. See? The mama looks like a tree. And there's the baby bird, baby bunny, coming home to the tree. If you become a tree, said the little bunny, I will become a little sailboat and I will sail away from you. If you become a sailboat and sail away from me, said his mother, I will become the wind and blow you where I want you to go. He got some big ears there, doesn't he? He's using them as sails. Let's see, the mama's blowing him where she wants him to go. If you become the wind and blow me, said the little bunny, I will join a circus and fly away on a flying trapeze. If you go flying on a flying trapeze, said his mother, I will be a tightrope walker and I will walk across the air with you. You see that, Roy? See? If you become a tightrope walker and walk across the air, said the bunny, I will become a little boy and I will run into a house. If you become a little boy and run into a house, said the mother bunny, I will become your mother and catch you in my arms and hug you. Shucks, said the bunny. I might as well just stay where I am and be your little bunny. And so he did. Have a carrot, said the mother bunny, and he did. Now, the mother bunny in this story is how Jesus follows us. This mother bunny in this story is how Jesus comes to us and meets us wherever we are and gives us whatever we need. That's how much God loves us, is that he sent Jesus, and in Jesus we find everything that we need. So let's have a prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for your great love for us and for your son Jesus and for all the ways that we experience this grace upon grace. We are grateful that you love us so much that you would become one of us, that you would become one of us that we might be saved and experience God's love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you all for coming to see me. I wanted to read you all this story because I thought it was a great story about how Jesus meets us. And they're all grown up and stuff, but they need to hear stories sometimes too. Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. Okay, thank you, kids. Thank you, Miss Parker. So Jesus will meet you wherever you are. The song that we sang just a little while ago, I am a sinner. Jesus is the Savior. So no matter how far you've run, no matter what you've done, Jesus is ready to meet you right where you are. I mean, that's how desperate God was to make his love known to us, that he became a human, a person, fully God, but fully human, so that we might be saved. I mean, do you comprehend the sort of love that is? The love that God has for you? That he would do that? So how would you respond? How will you respond to this overwhelming love? If today is a day that you would like to say yes to that amazing love that God has shown for you, I invite you to come forward. If today is the day that you would like to unite with this body of Christ that we call St. John's, this church, I invite you to come forward as we sing our closing song. Let's stand and sing.